Triple M Aussie right around the country. Excited. Been looking forward to chatting to these guys for a while. Big fan. You know, tracks like Anything, Sleep, Spyglass. It's great to finally have them on. New music. Of course, I'm talking about Selfish Sons out of the south of Brizzy. I've got Geordie from the band on the line right now. How are you, legend?
Hey, man. How's it going? Yeah, I'm awesome, man. Thanks so much for having me on.
Anytime, man. It's great to have you on. I know the whole band's gathered around the phone. How have things been for you guys over the last couple of months? How are you keeping busy?
Oh, man. To be honest, a lot of it, we spent a lot of time at Empire Studios. That's where we kind of do a lot of our rehearsing and a lot of writing and recording. And
yeah,
and due to the current climate, like we've pretty much been stuck in a rehearsal room for months and months on end. So
yeah,
it feels good to have a lot of stuff coming up.
Absolutely, man. I mean, how's it been, you know, kind of being a young band, you know, so much momentum going on, you've had to kind of chop and change around shows. How are you guys kind of dealing with that as it happens?
Oh, to be honest, like a lot of this is new territory for us.
Yeah.
And for a lot of bands, it's given us a really big respect on live shows and like and how we used to play live. And yeah, so we've been rehearsing a lot and trying to keep ourselves busy, I guess.
Yeah.
And working a lot more on recorded music is the big one, especially for bands like us that are a bit rockier and a bit more based around live shows.
Yeah. Hey, tell us quickly about the origins of the band, man. I find this quite fascinating.
Yeah, so the band started with my brother and I. So my brother's the drummer, Finn. Yeah, we kind of grew up playing together, and I actually did a TV commercial when I was young with Jonty, who's the bass player.
Yeah.
And yeah, very strange. We ended up going to the same school together, and we pretty much have been friends since we were little, since we were about 8 or 9. So
yeah,
this is kind of been a lifelong thing, to be honest, and it just naturally progressed, and here we are.
Bro, what was the commercial, and did you guys get it, or were you guys competing against each other?
No, we were both in it. It was Mazda Roadshow.
Oh, right.
I can't forget that.
Yeah, I bet, man. Well, dude, how exciting, man. I mean, I feel like, you know, you guys have been really busy over the last 2 years, and I feel like, you know, you're really kind of hitting your stride now. We're loving Hard Enough, man. You want to tell us about the recording of this track, how this one came together?
This was actually a really fun track. We ended up doing this in the middle of lockdown when we were in a lucky situation where the three of us were all living together. So we were all kind of in this house dark, and we ended up turning our living room area into a massive studio pretty much. It was 3 o'clock in the morning. My little brother came up with this really cool drum line, and we had some old guitar lines and stuff like that that we were just throwing together.
Yeah.
And it was 3 o'clock in the morning, and we were just absolutely annoying the neighbors, slamming this song for hours and hours and hours. So it was like huge fun for us.
Yeah.
It came out of a pretty pretty negative time, to be honest. It came out, and it's cool to have something so fun and energetic.
Yeah.
To come out of such a weird time, you know.
Man, that's such a good way of putting it. And you know, like I was saying earlier, I feel there's like so much momentum for you guys. You've got, you know, overseas management too.
Yeah, yeah, based out of LA, which is really cool. So it's just a good feeling to have some momentum and have some movement, to be honest, you know. I feel like it's been a while.
Definitely, man. It kind of feels like we're getting to, you know, the end of all these lockdowns. You can kind of see the light at the end of the tunnel, man. And I think it's going to be just in time for your huge show at the Triffid in Brisbane. For people listening around the country, describe what the Triffid's like.
So the Triffid is an absolutely iconic Brizzy venue.
Yeah.
It's kind of like an old air hangar, like an aircraft hangar kind of thing.
Yeah,
really cool, man. It's one of our favorite places to play. We've played there once before, and it's a privilege, man. So we're so excited.
What a buzz to be able to do, you know, a big hometown show at an iconic venue like that. And you've got some regional stuff coming up too.
Yeah, yeah, we've got a run of shows coming up in Bundaberg and Gladstone and stuff as well. So
cool.
Yeah, keep an eye out for those, because we're just keen to be back on the road. It's such a good feeling.
Yeah.
To be back playing shows.
I bet, man. And such a great response to this song, dude. I think it was like nearly 30,000 views on your video clip in the first week, man. It shows that there's, you know, there's a real buzz about you guys around the country. And it's so exciting to see, man. So, Geordie, thanks so much for having a chat, man, and introduce this track for us.
No, thank you so much. So this is our new track, Hard Enough. Have a listen, have a jam, enjoy.